Good morning. We are on location. It is the Plantation Course, gorgeous Kapalua Bay, the golf club at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, Saturday, January 7th. This is the second day. Day one's behind us. We're going all the way to Monday in the clubhouse. Bob Bubka, Jerry King, just to name a few. We've got a huge, wonderful show lined up for you. Good morning, Jerry King, the Director of Instruction, Kapalua Golf Academy.
Good morning, Danielle.
Well, it's so good to see you. I'm so glad you're here. Bob Bubka, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and always look forward to coming on the air with you, and obviously Jerry, and I watched him out on the first tee. He's the best first tee announcer on the PGA Tour, and I've heard them all, but none are as good as my friend Jerry.
Yeah, you're the man, Bob.
I'm like with two of the best voices in golf. Awesome. What did you think of yesterday's first round? The wind came up. I landed at Kapalua, a little airport. I got off the plane and went, yes, there's some teeth here at the Plantation Course.
Yeah, but actually yesterday history was made for the first time ever. First time ever. Danielle Tucker on our Grill Room show with Alex Maselli and myself. And we were delighted to have you. So that day
time
is going to go down in history. The first time that the tournament started on Friday, first time Danielle Tucker comes on the Grill Room. Hey.
Does it get any better?
What about the golf, guys? I really enjoyed meeting Michael Bradley. He is a wonderful person, great champion, and I just loved talking to him, Jerry, about his game. And I didn't talk personally, it was in the media room. But he said, as long as he can keep the gremlins at bay, everything is fine. He can shoot in the, you know, 60s, which is expected now, right?
Right.
But if those gremlins come in, all of a sudden, he's in the 80s. So, you know, how do you figure out what your triggers are to keep those gremlins at bay?
Well, I think the Plantation Course, especially when the wind's not blowing so hard, it allows you to free it up a little bit more with the huge fairways and the huge greens. And I think what he's talking about, too, is that what is the best key for him to be able to free it up?
Yeah.
Be able to go out there and do what he does, play golf, and not get in between the ears,
yeah,
to have any of those negative thoughts or, you know, lack of confidence. So, you know, it's good to hear him talking like that. No gremlins.
No gremlins. I know. I wanted to say, you know, how do you keep them out of your head? But at the top of the leaderboard, Jonathan Burt. Now, he had, a string of birdies and then...
Six birdies in a row, and
wow,
then actually playing the ninth hole, and I'm sure Jerry will agree with me, you would think that after birding the tough par 3 eighth hole for his sixth, that he has a pretty good chance of getting it to seven in a row, because nine being the par 5. Unfortunately, he hit a bad second shot. It went in the bunker. He hit a bad approach to the green, ended up making bogey, where we kind of thought that he would make birdie, but he said something, and I want to get Jerry to weigh in on this, and I think it's so true. You would think that if you made six birdies in a row, you know, that means, A, you're playing well, things are going your way. It would be easier to make seven in a row, but it's just the opposite. And he admitted that. He said, I knew I had made six birdies in a row, and so now you start thinking of seven. He never made more than six birdies in a row in his career. He only did that once.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's his career low, so you start thinking about, oh, I can beat my record,
right,
and then you're not staying in the present.
Or can you?
Right.
It's got to end soon. I've gotten this far. It's almost over. You know, the gremlins come, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Jonathan Bird, you know, I mean, what a great guy. You know, we hosted the Hyundai VIP clinic out here with Jonathan Bird, and he did it last year, and he made the comment that he was talking to his wife, and they said, you know what, we need to do everything. He's not a superstitious guy, he said, but let's do anything and everything like we did last year so we can try to repeat. And sure enough, he did the clinic, he's leading the tournament. I'm like, you're doing it right, Jonathan.
Wait a minute, you can't tell me he's not a superstitious guy. No.
Well, he said that, and I didn't believe him, especially with him telling that story.
Because I don't know a golfer who isn't a superstitious guy.
I think he was wearing the same color shirt, too, for the clinic. I don't know. He said he wasn't superstitious.
I don't know about superstitious, but I know that he has to be excited when he knew he would be coming here. Three other times that he's played in this tournament, he's averaging $500,000 per event here. If that doesn't
That's
make
pretty
you,
good.
If that doesn't make you happy, I don't know what would.
I know.
I'm happier now that they turned my mic on. This is really good.
Has today started off not just spectacularly? I mean, I got up this morning, and I looked out over, I got on a little eye, I'm overlooking the ocean. This gorgeous, is it a full moon? If it's not, it's just about a full moon.
It is not.
Absolutely spectacular. The stars, just, I could see every constellation.
Where'd you get up, in the middle of the night?
3:30.
Exactly. Yes. Oh, middle of the morning, middle of the night.
I've never seen 3:30 in my life.
I'm seeing Orion. You know, I can see the bullseye, and he's chasing her across the sky. The Pleiades are right there. It's just,
you've been using that iPad app, haven't you?
No, I know. Actually, I just always look for them. You know, I just know those constellations. But I'm at this beautiful place. It's the Sheraton Maui at Black Rock, and it's just fantastic. And I want to thank Bianca Rodas from the Sheraton Maui at Black Rock for making my stay on Maui so spectacular. Good morning. You know, it's wonderful being there, but there's something, I've been there before, there's something different. What have you done to your house, Bianca? Good morning.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you? Actually, we've just completed a $6.5 million renovation, which focused on the interior of our guest rooms, and we're really excited about it. We just released them to the public on December 16th, so we just completed everything on December 16th, right before the busy holiday season, and it really just included things like updating the furniture, putting a fresh paint on the walls, putting in new carpeting, new drapery, new linens on the bed, just to really refresh the interior of our guest rooms. And one of our most exciting additions was adding wireless internet into all of our 508 guest rooms. That way it's a more convenient setting for our visitors.
It's
so really excited about that. Thank you.
I like the wood. The wood detail is really quite amazing.
It's gorgeous.
It gives me that feeling of I'm in Hawaii. And it's really important to do that. I think that what you've done for the guests is you've made them feel the sense of Hawaii, not just Polynesia, but the sense of Hawaii, and that wood is wonderful. The view is spectacular, and I always look at Black Rock, and yesterday I was in the media room, and one of the guys here claims to jump off the Black Rock every year, and he's going to do it again this year. Now, I want to know, he tends to tell stories. He'll be on the show soon, so I can call him on it. Can you jump off Black Rock with no problem?
You can. It's actually, I do have to say, you have to be a little bit of a daredevil. It's about a 30-foot jump. There's no clear path to get to the top, so not only do you have to jump off a 30-foot cliff at the end, but you have to climb up a 30-foot cliff before you can even jump. So...
Okay.
People definitely do it. I have yet to do it, but it's a really exciting thing to do. We actually reenact that jump every evening. Black Rock is very significant in ancient Hawaiian culture, and we reenact King Kahikili's legendary dive from Black Rock every evening at sunset, and we tell the story and the meaning behind it, and explain how Black Rock is actually a portal into different lifetimes and worlds, and that's what, the ancient Hawaiians used to believe, and royalty would go and jump. And when they would arise out of the water from their famous leap, they would be considered immortal and soldiers, warriors. So it's actually really fun. A lot of people do it. I still haven't. I'm not that brave.
You're going to have to go because you got to come out a warrior. And a
exactly.
Okay? So maybe I'm going to go do that because I feel like I need to be a warrior. And a what else? Inside, I understand that there's great scuba diving there, or at least snorkeling.
Oh, yeah. We actually, there's great scuba and snorkeling right around Black Rock. Because it's a lava rock formation, it's quite large. It actually creates a nice barrier right in front of the resort. So literally, you can just walk down to the beach, walk right into the water, and be amidst some of the best snorkeling on the west side of Maui. It's beautiful.
We can get a reservation just by going online, right?
Yeah, actually, for snorkeling, you don't even need to reserve anything. You can just swing by our sports activity kiosk and pick up some gear. For scuba diving, you can just go online to our website, which is sheraton-maui.com, or you can call our resort and speak to one of our concierges, and they'll help you set up. And we do tutorials, we do 101s in the pool. That way you can feel comfortable before you head into the water.
Fabulous. What do you think? I love this new New York to Oahu, at least. And then it's an easy jump over this direct flight that's happening, Hawaiian Airlines.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the most exciting things that's happened recently, just because now all of our East Coasters can get to the islands in one quick stop, which is great. It's really just exciting.
Bianca Rodas, thanks so much. Sheraton BlackRock, Sheraton Maui at BlackRock, thank you for having me stay on your beautiful property. It's really special. And I want to jump off the rock now so I can become a warrior. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you, Danielle.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club, brought to you by... Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha, this is Dustin Johnson. Don't miss the excitement at the Plantation Course here in Maui during the PGA Tour season opening Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
On January 5th through 9th in Kapalua, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday's Pro-Am Day. Competition tickets are $15 in advance at pgatour.com/Hyundai or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticket at adults.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Oh! Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All right, this was great. If you ever want to go to thegrillroom.com, you know, you can listen to the show that we did yesterday at
the making show.
The history making show at thegrillroom.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danielle Tucker, Alex Maselli.
Isn't that something?
The A team.
Oh, it was so cool. Yeah. Did you jumped off Black Rock? You're a warrior?
I've done both sides. I've done the Black Rock by the Sheraton and then the back side of Black Rock, which is about 50, 60 feet.
No.
Oh, yes.
Well,
I was feeling brave that day.
So yeah. He's a super warrior. He's not just a warrior.
How deep is the water when you're getting off the, you know,
It's about 30, 40 feet, depending on the tide, you know, but it's about 30 feet. It's plenty. No. And that's why it's really good for scuba diving and Oregon. I've done a lot of scuba diving over there. And I've done night diving. It's unbelievable. You go into the water.
Did you ever see a manta ray?
I've seen some rays over there, but the neat thing was there's eels down there that come out at night in the night dive that are 6 feet, 5, 7 feet long.
Oh.
And using the flashlight, we're sitting there helping them feed. It's hilarious. They're swimming, you know, all around you. And the orchestra of the whales that you hear when you're under the water, I'd sit there and hear, and then all of a sudden this real deep, and you sit there and feel like they're right behind you. I mean, it's amazing.
That is, they went into Honolulu Harbor. The whales did, yes. I was a mother and a yearling or a calf, and they were speculating that she was tired of, you know, because they come here for mating, and she was tired of being pursued. She wasn't ready for the moment.
Oh, head to the harbor. Sounds like a lot of my old girlfriends.
Head to the harbor. Now, Bob, are you ready to come with me since we're not warriors and we're sitting with the super?
Yeah, we got to get you to jump off, Bob.
Are we ready to jump? Are we going to do it?
Yeah, it'll record a earthquake in in Washington, D.C., or wherever they keep
track of
them.
Just do a cannonball right off the...
And nobody can swim for the rest of the day. No water.
Okay, so the forecast for today here at the beautiful Plantation Course, Kapalua, and this is where the Hyundai Tournament of Champions is being played in the leaderboard with Bird at the top, Bradley, Michael, Laird, Stricker, Simpson, Bradley, Keegan, Choi, Mulder, Points, Crane. They're all there. Now, the wind is supposed to drop off a little bit. What do you think that's going to do to the course? So should we start with you, Bob?
No, we start with Jerry.
Jerry.
His expertise. I know if I was playing and the wind was less, I'm going to play better. You know?
One would think.
Yeah.
Unless you got used to the wind.
And I think the pros, same thing, right?
It is. And when the wind dies down, it becomes a putting contest. And whoever's out there seeing the lines and making the putts. And that's why I love the trade winds to blow. Because that's how the course, you know, Bill Coore and Ben Crenshaw, that's how they designed the golf course. And it brings everybody into play. And who are the best shot makers out there? And that's what I love about this golf course when the wind is blowing. Who can control their trajectory, their spin, and who can shape the ball both ways? You know, you got guys like Bubba Watson and obviously Jonathan Bird. And a lot of these guys, you know, Nick Watney, Steve Stricker, that control their ball flights.
Yes.
And I love to be able to see that kind of golf. So when the wind's blowing, it brings many more of these guys into contention. And I think when the wind's not blowing, I mean, remember the years ago when Ernie Els shoots 31 under par?
Yes, I do remember.
So there's a guy that can just kind of run away with it. And so let's just hope we get a little bit of wind. So.
Yeah, I do. That's why I like it when it's windy. Yeah.
You know, Jerry, Jonathan Bird said something in the media room yesterday that I can't ever remember any other player saying it. And he was talking about when you're practicing your putting. He says 99% of the people, they line up a 4 or 5 footer and they keep stroking it. He says he looks for maybe a 2 or 3 foot break and he practices that putt because he says that gives that'll give you a much better feel than just trying to hit a 5 foot straight putt.
Yep, that's right. I had a conversation with him. He said the same thing. He'll go out there and do the 2 or 3 footers and then he'll get from 30-40 feet away, both uphill and downhill, up grain and down grain. And you have to have the really good feel for speed on these greens. And, you know, I went out and watched a few holes yesterday, and some of these rookies that are their first time out here playing, you know, they're really long on the way by, just like our tourists and our players, visitors that come out and play. And going uphill into the green, they're coming up a little short. So, yeah, I love that, what Jonathan's saying, 2 or 3 feet, you know, break, instead of just going over there and, you know, having one straight uphill into the green from 6 feet and practicing that one.
Yeah.
Especially on these greens.
Well, with Aimpoint on Golf Channel, we watched yesterday, Bob and I were sitting here up front and close with the TV watching Ben Crane, and Aimpoint showed one line on this one putt, and we're like, okay, let's see how he went completely the other way.
Yeah.
He chose a completely different line. Didn't work. He had
He had the wrong line.
Yeah.
He had the wrong line.
You know how good Jonathan Bird putted yesterday? Birdies on 6, 7, and 8.
Wow.
Totaled 82 feet.
From the front to back of those greens. And that's like, that's
82
unbelievable.
82 feet of putts in three, it was 29-footer, 26-footer, and a 25-footer. That he all, with big curls in there. So he was, he had less trouble making those putts from that range than I did getting here from LAS. Let me tell you, I recently went to the President's Cup. You know that.
Yes.
It was a 16-hour flight from LAX to Melbourne.
Yes.
When I got in, it took me 3 days to get from LAX to Maui because, Janice and I were getting ready to get on the plane, and I saw a little commotion at the counter. So I go over, and I said, what's the problem? They said, oh, we're overbooked. I said, do you need a volunteer? They said, yeah. I said, well, what are you going to offer? And so they offered me a very hefty travel voucher and a hotel stay and dinner and breakfast. The hardest part was going to tell Janet, have fun in Maui. I'm staying here in LAX. The next morning, I get to the airport, and same commotion. I said, don't tell me you're still oversold. They said, yeah. I said, well, I'm still volunteering. So I called Janice on the phone.
You're kidding me.
Janice, I won't be there for another day.
And she said, yay.
and the third day I go back, and they say, we may need a volunteer. I said, I'm ready, you know. But at the last second, somebody didn't show. So then they say to me, and I was delighted to be volunteering because I was getting all these handsome travel vouchers.
Yeah, those are
the
nice.
The funniest line was, the lady said, you know, you've been so kind, Mr. Bubka. We're going to fly you first class to Maui. So
yes.
I said, okay, let me think about that. Okay. So 16 hours to Melbourne, 3 days to Maui from LAX.
Amazing story. That's amazing great. Story. Yes.
Janice just walked by shaking her head.
Here he goes. You let him go off on a tangent, Danielle. Get back on focus. She's going to be my producer. Jerry King, instructor. As an instructor, you have just... Is Sam Sir still with you as a mentor student?
Oh, yes, yes. We work a lot in the week before he won the Hawaii State Open.
Yeah.
You know, we were 5-6 days straight over here of training his game, and he's as strong and as solid as he's ever been. Every facet of his game, between the full swing, his wedge play, and his putting, and green reading, we've worked a lot on aim point, and... Just not only a phenomenal talent, but an even better human being. The guy is such a great guy.
Now, when you work with somebody and they come to you, like a lot of guys come over and you say, you know, give me a tune-up. What is the thing that you work on with them the most often?
Building their belief and their confidence when they're at Sam's level. You know, it's one of those things where we've worked hard since he was a freshman in high school. I've worked with Sam Sear. You know, and throughout all those times, it's not like he's going to come and go, okay, Jerry, I need you, and we make any changes. It's all about we have built a solid foundation for him, and it's what I do with a lot of my players that have been coming to me, and we have a relationship for several years. We build a strong foundation, and then every time they come back to me, it's not this new lesson of teaching them something different. It's being able to maintain what they have and then polish them and fine-tune them and making sure that they're keeping themselves in check. And with all my players, there's three things that I'm trying to get them to do. I'm trying to build confidence, competence, and independence. I want them to be out there on their own and them to be able to evaluate their own cause and effect and know how they can fix themselves and how they can keep it clean.
You have them play TaylorMade?
You better believe it. So I have Sam's on TaylorMade, and Stephanie Kono, that I've been working with a lot. She just, you know, now that she's qualified, she has full status on the LPGA Tour. We've got her fully signed with TaylorMade. And, you know, we've got a sponsor for our cap, and now we're really close to signing a sponsor for our clothes. So hats off to Stephanie with all of her great play, and another just unbelievably fine person, and I'm excited for her.
Are we not excited that we're going to have an LPGA event in April right here in Hawaii?
Fantastic.
We think on Oahu. We don't know which course, but it is. It's wonderful, and it's starting this year. Do you have any clues?
I love the fast turnaround of it being in April. I mean, you know, for whichever golf course it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it work? What do they do? First pick the island? You know, they throw darts and
no,
whatever?
I'm pretty sure it's Oahu.
Really?
I think so. At least
and then after they pick the island, then they pick the course.
Well, I think there's two courses that I imagine they'll choose from, both having history with the LPGA, one being Ko'olina, the other being Turtle Bay. Both having hotels, lots of accommodation close by, makes sense to me.
All the requirements. Right.
They've got it all right there. And for us, having an LPGA event, we had three at one time. We're really thrilled that the ladies are coming back to play here in Hawaii. Now, I'm really thrilled, too, because I know that Jerry King is going to be doing a lot more. He's going to be at a lot more. You're just going to be a lot more with TaylorMade. We're going to see you a lot more.
That's right. I've been on the board for TaylorMade for the last 3 years, and we'll see about taking it to the next level.
Yeah. Excellent. Good. Okay. Director of Instruction here at Kapalua, Bob Bubka, thegrillroom.com. We're going to be back with both of you gentlemen right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Hitting the Greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea Country Club for the Sony Open, January 9th through 15th. Come kick off the 2012 Tour season with Ernie Els, KJ Choi, Keegan Bradley, and Japan phenom Ryo Ishikawa. Big names, big stakes, big action. Buy tickets to the Sony Open in Hawaii at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Free parking and shuttle at Hunakai and Kahala Community Parks. Visit friendsofhawaii.org. Ring in the new year at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. Located on Ka'anapali Beach at the foot of legendary Black Rock, this sprawling resort welcomes travelers to a world of relaxation and discovery. Every guest room is newly renovated and comfortably appointed with breathtaking views of the Pacific Ocean, lush gardens, or lava rock waterways. And at sunset, catch the breathtaking plunge during the Black Rock cliff diving ceremony. To rediscover the legend of Ka'anapali, call 808-921-4646 and book your reservation today.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Actually, the clubhouse is temporarily located in the beautiful Kapalua Resort. Actually, it's the Kapalua Resort Media Room right now. We're transformed from the cart barn. We are sitting here, Bob Bupka, Jerry King. We've got Steve DiMeglio from USA Today joining us. Mike Jones, Director of Golf of Kapalua Resort, will be joining us. Mary B. Porter King, founder of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and the PGA First Lady of Golf. She'll be joining us as well because there's a special event coming up, Sony Open in Hawaii, next weekend, the first full field event of the PGA Tour. We're kicking off the season. And I'm looking forward to talking to Steve DiMeglio about what, if he'd like to be in Hawaii. There was so much talk about, you know, what to do about bringing all the top players in the world out to Kapalua for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. For the Tournament of Champions, should it be kept in Hawaii? Did you hear any of that, Jerry? Any of that conversation that was going on amongst media types who were the commentators and the writers? Seem to think that the best way to get the champions is to move it from Hawaii.
Well, you know, I'm a little biased, but I definitely don't agree with that. You know, and I think that you know, for it to happen, it has to be the PGA Tour has to do something. And if it's, you know, exempting this event from, you know, the players that aren't members of the PGA Tour, not going towards the limited amount that they can play on the PGA Tour, or you know, I've always agreed with Mark. I'd love to have the past champion that would qualify. You know, we'd be able to have Ogilvy and Els and Tiger and, you know, and Jim Furyk and Sergio Garcia. And, you know, we'd be able to have these guys be able to have the opportunity to come out, things like that. And then maybe even, you know, I've heard some great ideas about tying it to charities of the tournament that they've won and being able to really make it to where there's a hometown push of the from the players that won a certain event and be able to tie that to a charity and have them come out here and say, all right, you don't come out, you're going to be hurting the charity and hurting the tournament that you won. So let's throw a little guilt on them.
That's
so
good.
There's some good ideas that are out there, and you know,
I haven't heard that one yet.
But once again, it's the PGA Tour that's going to have to, you know, do something about it.
The PGA Tour is going to have to say, like, okay, you are, I understand, an independent contractor, but we expect you to do certain things to fulfill your obligations of being a member, being a PGA Tour member. I don't know how that is to be phrased, Bob.
Well, you know, it's funny. If they cut down the purse and double the FedEx Cup points, you get more players
there
coming.
There you go.
Here.
Great point, Bob.
Yeah. You know,
hey.
It's absolutely, 'cause you can't throw enough, you know, what's money to these guys.
See, that's the problem. Steve DiMeglio is joining us, USA Today. Good morning, Steve.
How are you doing?
Excellent. Now, you know, we're having this conversation that I told you about that I wanted to talk to you and include you in it. Now, I hear Bob Bupka's talking about doubling the FedEx Cup points. Jerry King has this great idea about getting this...
Not mine.
Oh, okay. He voiced a great idea.
Hey,
that
on radio,
heard.
You take credit for everything.
Oh, there we go. All right.
Somebody had this great idea to tie the hometown charity from the with the tour player who's won, and that hometown charity would then benefit from the player going to the Tournament of Champions. It's staying right here in Hawaii. Yes, Bob?
Hey, Steve, we miss you out here, buddy.
Yeah, I miss you guys, too, believe me.
Guess what? They had the Hyundai people, Steve, had a media party the other night, and I can honestly say over all the years that I've been doing this and all the media parties that I went to and some real special ones, this was by far the best. I mean, they served us, I don't want to make you cry, Steve, but filet mignon, lamb chops, and lobster, all you could eat. I mean, and right down on the ocean. So, sorry you missed a good one.
So, you wish you were here?
Oh, I mean, I hit golf balls this morning in Washington, D.C. It's 50 degrees, but still, I'd rather have 30 more degrees than be on the beach than Maui, believe me.
Now, what would you do? What's your idea for bringing the guys? And it's tough, because a lot of the top players now in the world are European Tour players.
Well, I love the idea of the past champions. And you rolled off some names. Ogilvy, Sergio, Furyk, Tiger, though. Tiger hasn't played in years, so I don't know if he would come. But I like that idea. You know, this was sort of a flukish year. You've got four guys, including Lucas Glover, who were hurt. So the field would have been up to 31. Justin Rose's wife gave birth. He would have been there if it had been at another time during the year. That's 32. I think Luke Donald, if his wife hadn't given birth, I think it was in late November or early December, I think he would have been there. So that adds a little to it, but something has to be done, because if golf keeps exploding across the world, especially if China gets into golf, and who knows, 20 years from now, they might have their own tour and have their own great tournaments, too, that would, you know, maybe bump up against the opener of the 100 Tournament of Champions. I don't know what you can do. It's like Potter Parrington said 3 years ago. There's just so many great tournaments across the world these days that you're going to have to miss some. And he told us that 3 or 4 years ago, and now we're talking about it. So I like the past champions. That's the best idea I've heard so far.
How about co-sanctioning it, so that it's not just a PGA Tour sanctioned event, but it's also European Tour?
That could go, that, you know, that's not, a, I mean, that's an idea that can be explored. I still don't know, would Rory have come here? I don't know how many of the European winners that did not win on the PGA Tour, they would have come here. Maybe worldwide sanction it. Have the European Tour, the PGA Tour, the Australian Tour, the South African Tour, the Japanese Tour. Make it a worldwide season opener. Maybe you can get a few more people there. And it's definitely an idea worthy of discussion, because, you know, I can't see this 10 years from now. I think it's going to be a bigger problem, because I have to believe there's going to be some more great tournaments evolving across the globe that will entice players to play there instead of, you know, shifting their year around. Instead of starting in Hawaii, they won't. So it's something that has to be looked at.
Yeah, and I don't think moving it to the West Coast is going to change anything. I don't think that many more players are going to be willing. Just, oh, sure, you know, I'll go to the West Coast. I think Hawaii has a lot to offer. One question that was put to me yesterday about where on another island it could be held, you know, that's an interesting question too. You know, should it be Poipu? Could it be Hualalai? Could it be, where could it be? So, Steve DiMeglio, thanks so much. Can we talk again soon?
Sure.
We're just having a really great time here at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and we really wish you were here.
I wish I was there too, believe me.
Tell me, what are you following that, other than the question that I just posed to you. What are you following? What is the Humana is exciting because President Clinton is attracting Phil Mickelson and the Greg Norman, the shark is going to be there. What are you looking forward to this year?
Obviously, you want to see what Tiger does, and I definitely want to see what Phil Mickelson does. You know, by his standards, he had a subpar year last year. I know he won one victory, and he made that thrilling run at the British Open and tied for second there. But if you were to ask Phil, I think he would tell you he had a subpar year. He's enthusiastic going into this year. I saw him in the Las Vegas Strip shooting a commercial in December, and he's excited. I want to see if Ricky Fowler can win on the PGA Tour. And I think if he does win one, it's going to blossom into two, three, four in a short period of time. The Humana Challenge is on a roll, you know, and with Greg Norman agreeing to play and Phil Mickelson's going to play and hopefully Bill Clinton will play at least one day. Hopefully he can play all four. I think that will get deserved attraction for that tournament because those guys are doing a great job. And I'll, you know, the depth on tour right now, I'll be going into my sixth year of covering the PGA Tour. The depth of talent, from talking to the players and from my own observations is unlike I've seen any other year, and we'll see if that can continue. So, as Nick Fowler told me, every year brings new hope, and I can't see a bad year coming. I think it's just going to be a great golf year for everybody, for the players, for the fans, for the sponsors, and 212 could be really big.
Awesome. And it's going to be fun talking with you as I follow you around the world. Thank you, Steve DiMeglio, USA Today. We're going to come back. We're going to have to say goodbye to Jerry King, too. But he'll be back with us in the next few weeks to talk to us some more. Let me just turn your microphone on.
For sure, Danielle. Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
It's on location. We're doing the crazy things that we do. We'll be back after this. Mike Jones, the director of golf, joining us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Join me, Steve Stricker, when the PGA Tour starts the new season at the Winners Only Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
The Hyundai Tournament of Champions, January 5th through 9th at Kapalua's Plantation Course. Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday's Pro-Am Day. Competition tickets are $15 in advance at pgatour.com/Hyundai or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticketed adult.
The Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. It's an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous day at Kapalua, the plantation course. This is where the winners from last year, that was just a few days ago, the winners from last year, they're all here to play in the Tournament of Champions. And we've got a number of guests talk to us about Hyundai and how they are here and supporting. That's really it. But Mike Jones is joining us first, Director of Golf here at Kapalua Resort.
Good morning, Danielle. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you're here. And it really is great to see Hyundai and their commitment to this tournament.
Absolutely. Hyundai's been a great partner over the last couple of years. Dave Zukowski from Hyundai, great guy. Obviously, they're a great car company. They're growing huge, and Kapalua couldn't be more than happier to have them here.
Yeah. Kapalua has the plantation course, and everybody's kind of in, you know, do I play the plantation course? You know, hopefully it won't be windy the day I play the plantation course. You also have the Bay course, which is a lovely golf course.
The Bay course is an awesome golf course. Back in 2008, we hosted the LPGA there for 4 days. And Morgan Pressel was our winner. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we have a kind of diversity is what I think. You have your championship course up here at the Plantation, and down at the Bay, you kind of have a little more of a resort course. Doesn't mean it's easy. It's still challenging, depending on what tees you play. But a little bit more of a resort course, and it's open this week during tournament week. And Plantation will open on Tuesday. And I think sometimes people get a little scared of playing the Plantation, which I don't think they should, because we have four sets of tees, and the nice thing about the Plantation is where the way it's designed, playing downhill, downwind, even though it's got this length that seems massive,
television. So it doesn't play that long?
It doesn't play that long, and unlike a lot of golf courses where you have water in front of a green, you got to fly the ball all the way to the green, 170 yards in the air, the Plantation course allows you to play a little bit more of a bump and run sometimes, and for the average player, it gives them a chance to make a better score. They're not getting a lot of penalty strokes. These big, wide-open fairways we have because of the wind and stuff and being able to play a little bit more of a bump and run, the average player can play pretty decent here, too, and it's obviously a great experience looking out at all those views.
Now, what do you say? Do you agree with him, Bob?
Oh, absolutely. But first, I want to say that there are about 27,000 club professionals. I would think 26,999 of them would take Mike's job in a hot heartbeat but Mike does a great job here, and it's a big responsibility. I mean, director of golf at a massive facility like this that has a worldwide reputation, people expect more when they come here, and you know what? They get more when they come here. I mean, I have yet to meet anybody that played either the Bay or up here, the resort course, not saying it was absolutely incredible. And people that are listening, and if they think it looks good on TV, it looks even better in person.
Let me tell you, yesterday you got something from Michael Bradley. He said the course has never been in this good condition. He's never seen it in this great condition. Absolutely fabulous. I also want to say that if you play golf and you're afraid that somehow, you know, you're not going to be able to take on the Plantation course, what you just suggested, Mike Jones, the bump and run, just to hear, you don't have to hit a really, really long drive. Just play your game. Maybe, okay, this sounds crazy, but I want you to experience it. If you have to pick up the ball and move along because you're holding people up, do it. That's how I played the Prince course for the very first time when I was back in 1990 when they hadn't really opened to the public. I knew the marketing gal over there. I wasn't going to go across the gorge. I knew better than that. I went around, and I wasn't going to stress myself out. And I know Jerry, if Jerry King was here, he'd tell me that. Don't you agree?
I agree, absolutely. I mean, golf is about fun, right, for
Thank
our
you.
People?
Yes.
It's about fun, and you don't have to shoot 72 to have fun out there, you know?
Yeah.
And you don't have to hit all the great shots. It's about fun, being out in an environment with your friends, getting some exercise, and, especially here at Kapalua, heck, you just enjoy the scenery around it. It's beautiful.
Well, I was just going to say, this is one golf course that I can honestly say, if somebody came here and played it without using a golf ball, they would still have a wonderful time. All they have to do is walk from hole to hole,
right,
fantasize what shot they thought they may hit, and when they get done, they'll obviously have the best score they ever shot,
Bob,
and they're probably going to have the most fun they've ever had.
Bob, you and I are going to play a round of golf, okay? Just like that.
I'm not going to use the ball.
No, and me neither.
Okay. We're playing at 3:30 in the morning when you get up.
With the moon. Let's bring Mary B. Porter King. Will you stay with us, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Our PGA First Lady of Golf and the founder, co-founder, she's going to say, of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Welcome to the show, Mary B.
Good morning. Are you all there?
Oh, yes. We're all here in fine shape. And you have a great event coming up at the Sony Open. Isn't it on Tuesday, the day after this event stops?
It's on Tuesday afternoon. But before I go to Tuesday afternoon, I want to play with Bob and Mike in that fantasy golf. I think that's my kind of golf. That's what I've been playing lately anyway.
I'll give you two shots aside, as long as we don't use a golf ball.
I'll play with you, Bob, anytime.
Hey, last time I saw you was at the merchandise show. How have you been?
I'm doing well, thank you. And things are going
great.
Well out here in Hawaii for our kids, that's for darn sure. So,
well, we'll have to look you up on Tuesday.
I'll be there on the 18th green at 2:30 at Wailea, so...
All right.
Along with a lot of great players, too. Got Ricky Barnes and Zach Johnson and Jerry Kelly, Ryan Palmer, and Mark Wilson will all be joining five of our juniors, so... It's a lot of fun and a great opportunity.
Couldn't get five nicer guys, I'll tell you that, Mary B.
No, that's the nice part. Jerry Kelly's done this every year we've had this. The King Auto Group has sponsored this, and he has been fabulous. And all these guys, Ricky, Zach, Mark, and Ryan, are just the nicest, I say young men because they are young to me, but they understand the importance of giving back to the game, and I think that's what the PGA Tour does so well, is giving back.
It's the 6th annual King Auto Group Pro Junior Skills Challenge, Tuesday on the 10th. It is free. It is fun. It is an event that plays. It's on the 18th green, Wailea Country Club, about 2:45. So you can go over there and check out the course, see these great, the best junior golfers in Hawaii, and they'll be with the top PGA Tour players, as you mentioned, Jerry Kelly, Mark Wilson, Ricky Barnes. Now, who are they going to be playing with for the Hawaii folks who know our kids so well?
Well, they probably have read about most of our kids because they're our top Hawaii State Junior Golf Association juniors that have earned their way there. One is Zach Bronthal from Oahu, Alex Chiarella from Maui, Richard Hattori also from Oahu, Lisa Kang, and Amy Koga, who won the state championship and also one of our top players. So... they earn their way there. They're not selected, so it's kind of the it's kind of like the Hyundai. It's they've earned their way to play this next week.
It's like the tournament of junior champions.
Right,
right. That's excellent. I guess you have done such a fabulous job, Mary B. Porter King. You have done a fabulous job of creating the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, coalescing all the little junior golf clubs that we had on different islands. Maintaining still the individuality of each island. So there's the Maui Junior Golf Association and the Oahu Junior Golf Association. They all work, they have their own groups, but you all bring it together under the umbrella, and then you have the championship of the Junior Golf Association, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, determining who the top junior golfers are, and that's how they get to play in this skills challenge.
Right. Daniel, that's a good review of junior golf in Hawaii. I look at our island associations, and I run Kauai Junior Golf over here as well. I look at it as filling the need of what we used to see on the mainland and even here, more private clubs where juniors would come up through a private club and then go into a state or regional junior golf association. And we don't have very many private clubs in the state of Hawaii. And so now they learn through the Kauai Junior Golf or the Maui Junior Golf or Big Island Oahu. And I have to tell you, there's probably about 30 or 40 of them around that are really startup programs and help feed the State Golf Association so the kids can have a stepping stone to the next level, and then beyond us, there's so much more beyond us as well. But we're here just to prepare them. We hope to go on to college and play college golf and get a college degree. So that's our main goal.
How many kids from Hawaii did you have commit to college already?
Well, our numbers aren't final for this class of which will be 2012 class. Our 2011 class, there were 33 that went on to play college golf and under scholarship.
That's really spectacular.
That is awesome, Mary B.
Yes.
Jones here, and you know, my wife's taken over the local high school program here at Lahaina Luna, and on the west side, Kanapali and Kapalua kind of work together to get juniors playing golf and getting them in their high school programs, and then moving up through Maui Junior Golf into Hawaii State Junior Golf. So you're doing a great job, and I appreciate it, and hopefully we're helping out a little bit.
Well, Mike, I had the privilege of talking to your wife the other day, and I know she's going to, she told me she's going to start some young girls to get ready just to play high school golf, which is a task. But I know after speaking to her, she's going to create some great new golfers and help them move along. And the opportunities that are there for both boys and girls, and more so for girls, in college scholarships, I would take up golf tomorrow if I hadn't taken it up 100 years ago. But there's so many great opportunities for young people today to get an education through playing golf. So I appreciate what you do, Mike, as a PGA member. We certainly can't. The game wouldn't be where it is today without all of you. So and people like your wife, too, that are giving back to the sport.
Thank you, Mary B.
So at the skills challenge, the way I think each player hits two shots for the first three skill challenges. There's under the banner, over the bunker, and the sand trap shot. And with each of the two shots counting for points, and then each player is given a single attempt at the challenge putt. Is that it?
You got it. I think so, and I think that's how I played my whole career on tour, was hitting it over a banner, over a bunker, or, over the grandstands, but I'm not playing, so I guess I won't be able to win that one. But no, it's a lot of fun, and to watch and also to see the professionals play those shots. That they're magicians at those shots. So the kids have a great time, and the professionals just couldn't be. They have a lot of fun with the kids, so it's a great day.
Excellent. Mary B. Porter King, thanks so much for being on the show. You've been so quiet, Bob. Are you playing that fantasy golf game that you're talking about?
I'm not, but I, you know, Mary Beth has been such a, Mary B. has been such a tribute to the game of golf, and a huge reason why this game separates itself from every other game. And Mary B, you said you started playing 100 years ago, and I started covering it just before you started, so we're both in the same league.
Well, I see you along the ropes all summer when I'm out working the opens and doing that too, so it's always fun to run into you. But it takes all of us to give back to the game, and to hope that we continue to maintain the integrity that this game has, and unlike any other sport that's out there. So it takes all of us to give back, and I know that everyone does that's on this call. There's one other thing I wanted to mention, too, about the Skills Challenge, the King Auto Group Pro Junior Skills Challenge on Tuesday, is that the King Auto Group will be distributing, I think, close to 200 hats to the first 200 juniors that show up in the grandstand. So they get great seats in the grandstands, and plus they'll get a nice new hat. So I hope they all show up.
Thank you for being on the show, Mary B.
Have a great tournament over there, Mike and Bob, and we'll see you all soon. Thanks, Danielle, for your support.
Absolutely. See you at the Sony.
Aloha.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea Country Club for the Sony Open, January 9th through 15th. Come kick off the 2012 Tour season with Ernie Els, KJ Choi, Keegan Bradley, and Japan phenom Ryo Ishikawa. Big names, big stakes, big action. Buy tickets to the Sony Open in Hawaii at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Free parking and shuttle at Hunakai and Kahala Community Parks. Visit friendsofhawaii.org.
Ring in the new year at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. Located on Ka'anapali Beach at the foot of legendary Black Rock, this sprawling resort welcomes travelers to a world of relaxation and discovery. Every guest room is newly renovated and comfortably appointed with breathtaking views of the Pacific Ocean, lush gardens, or lava rock waterways. And at sunset, catch the breathtaking plunge during the Black Rock cliff diving ceremony. To rediscover the legend of Ka'anapali, call 808-921-4646 and book your reservation today.
Local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Jonathan Bird is the leader at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Michael Bradley, and all of a sudden, Mr. Laird's first name just went right out of my head. Martin Laird, thank you so thank you for helping me there. It's been a fabulous morning. Talking with everybody about this great tournament that Hyundai is supporting and that the folks here at the Kapalua Resort and the superintendent of golf, the entire crew, Mike Jones, did you guys work long and hard at this or did this come really easy?
No, we spent a lot of time over the summer, and I think we're hearing from the players that the golf course is in excellent condition. David Smallwood, our director of agronomy, put together a plan back in April. And we stuck to that plan as we went through. We've done a lot of verticut and aerating, but the golf course is in excellent shape. You were mentioning Michael Bradley earlier. Michael's a good friend of mine. We, through the years, got to know each other from here and stuff. And he said the same thing to me personally. He says, Mike, there's not a blade of grass out of place out of there. I said, well, you know, come with me. I'll show you a few that are out of place. But
you're like a girl who looks at herself in the mirror and goes, I don't like that little piece right there. No one else would have noticed it, Mike.
Yeah, but no, the golf maintenance crew has done an excellent job. Back in April, we actually added some staff onto the golf maintenance crew, so that has helped. And we kind of feel like through this year, you know, with the economy, the tough times, you've seen a lot of golf courses kind of, you know, conserving their budget, cutting back a little bit, and we've went the opposite direction. Over this year, we've added about 15 staff to our golf crews at both courses, both in the pro shop and out on the golf course. So we feel like we're providing a little bit extra service, better conditionings, and that's our goal going forward. In 2012, we want to be the best conditioned course on Maui, give the best service, and that's how we're going to win some business.
Wow, that's fantastic, Bob.
No, I was when Mike said that he would show Bradley some grass that's out of place. That's where Mike hits it.
That's correct.
That's why he knew where. Now I understand.
Off Mike, the rough there.
You just wanted to show him where you normally go.
But you know, I kidded before when I said about playing this golf course without a golf ball. But then, since saying that, I would think maybe the first 30 minutes of the day, or, you know, just at dawn, offer something to people that are here. You know, they can take a cart and they can go around this golf course, you know, for a reduced fee. I think a lot of people might take advantage of that, because I was thinking husbands that play golf could take their wife, because, you know, and just
show
drive
her,
it around, and it would probably take that less than an hour for sure to drive a cart, and puts a little more money in the register.
I like that.
Some of the players told me that they like to walk up some of the hills backwards so they can look out the ocean, look at Molokai, look at Oahu. So, and then I remember a couple years ago I was sitting on 7 fairway, you know, just making my rounds around the course, and the tournament's going on, and Slugger White, the head rules official, was sitting off of number 7, and I kind of said, Slugger, how's it going? Says, I'm just sitting here watching the whales jump out in the ocean. So
there are a lot of them.
Yes.
It's wonderful. Bubba Watson sent out a tweet from the 7th. He goes, this is what I'm looking at. You know, there isn't a bad shot. There isn't a bad picture. There isn't a bad, that's what I meant by shot. There isn't a bad photograph. Every view, every time you move, you want to take another picture. It's as simple as that. Yes.
The best definition of a rules official that a rules official a long time ago told me, I said, describe your job for me as quick as you can. He said, very simple. It's 8 hours of boredom and 20 seconds of terror, meaning when he gets called in to make a ruling, it's tense. I mean, you know, there could be $1 million on the line. So,
exactly.
But the rest of the time, they're just sitting out there in the golf court hoping their radio doesn't go off.
Yeah. Mike Jones, thanks so much for joining us in the clubhouse. I want to bring in a gentleman who's making it possible for us to be here. The Hyundai Executive Vice President of Sales, Dave Zukofsky, is going to be joining us in just a second. But before you go, is there anything you'd like to say to the guys or the people that are listening right now about your courses that you haven't already?
You know, I just wanted to say, you know, thank you to you for having me on, and thank you to Hyundai for this week. I mean, Hyundai's done a great job, and for the people after the tournament, come on out. It's a great experience. Our courses are in great condition, and we'd love to see everybody out here playing a little golf.
And if they want, they can play it the way it's set up for the professionals the day after?
The day after, it's going to be set up the way it is for the professionals. Those tee times are probably pretty full by now, but because everybody knows that. But
He's just trying to sell more golf balls.
Mike Jones, thanks so much for being on the show. It's a real pleasure to have you. We're going to be talking with Mr. Zukofsky right after this. Let's take a break quick. And my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Aloha, this is Dustin Johnson. Don't miss the excitement at the Plantation Course here in Maui during the PGA Tour season opening Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
On January 5th through 9th in Kapalua, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday's Pro-Am Day. Competition tickets are $15 in advance at pgatour.com/Hyundai or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticket at adults.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. My name is Danielle, and this is the Golf Club Radio Show. Joining me in the clubhouse, we're at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Bob Bubka, he's the co-host of The Grill Room, and you can hear him online. Go to thegrillroom.com and you can listen to the show if you're not on the mainland. Otherwise, it's on Sirius XM. Now joining us is Dave Zukofsky. Did I get your name right?
Pretty close. Yeah. Zukofsky.
Zukofsky.
Yep.
Excuse me. Now this is where we're going here. The Executive Vice President of Sales. People, listen to me, okay? This is the Executive Vice President of Sales. This is the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Okay, am I pronouncing the name right?
You nailed it.
it's funny because your company, your car company, has been around for a long time, but we all want to say something different, don't we?
We really do. This is actually our 25th year in the United States, and it got to the point where everybody butchers it a little bit differently, and it got to the point where we spent significant money on a Super Bowl ad to make it very clear how you pronounced it. So it was Sunday as Hyundai as in Sunday, and we did it on Super Bowl Sunday,
And I had so many people come up to me afterwards. I said, oh, I get that. That helps. It's a good visual for me. So
it is. And and that's exactly what I had to tell one of my coworkers on the air. He comes to me real quick. Because Danielle is a... Sunday. Hyundai. Got it? All right. So are we're all comfortable with it? Yeah. Okay. All right. So yes, Bob.
Well, I was just going to say you should mark this date and time.
Yeah.
Another record.
Uh-huh.
Two Polish people and Danielle talking golf. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Bob comes up with the most amazing things.
Maybe a bit obscure, but we love him.
We love him. Yes, we do. Now, we want to thank you, first of all. The entire state of Hawaii would like to thank you. The Hyundai Motor Company for sponsoring this event and supporting this event the way you have. Absolutely fabulous. And you know, I want to ask you, are we going to be back again next year?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, good. We'll see you next year.
Was that definitive, man?
just made my microphone fall right over. I'm so excited to hear that. There's been so much talk about getting more players here, and I feel like that detracted, and I didn't want to avoid it because it's you from Hyundai,
right?
Is there a way to talk to the tour, you know, about, how can we get more of the, I think the world-class players are here.
Right.
But the major champions, three of them, because of their on the European tour, because we've gone global. You're from Korea. Your company's from Korea.
Right.
It understands that. What can we do?
It's a really fair question, and we are talking to the PGA about it. We think we went to great strides last year when we named this tournament to call it the Tournament of Champions. So we think it's really important that you get champions at a tournament of champions. That being said, there's some challenges here. I mean, logistically, once you get here, it's the most beautiful place on earth, but it's sometimes difficult to get to. Timing of the year coming right after the holidays, very difficult to get to. I think our biggest challenge is the European players. I mean, number one, from a mileage standpoint, it's tough. Number two, they're doing appearances in Dubai and things like that late into the year. So I think it's always going to be a challenge for the European players. And we need to work with the PGA, and they've been very, very helpful with us in terms of maximizing attendance for this event.
Excellent.
I agree with you. We think it's a wonderful field. The field is reflective of what's happening on the tour. The tour used to be dominated by a couple of big names, and now you've got all these young kids that people before didn't think about. But you go out there and you look at their golf swings and you say, these guys are going to be around for a long time and they're going to be awfully good.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of it.
And isn't it a direct parallel with the Hyundai automobile, relatively new, only 25 years? By the way, I have some bad news for the Honda event, because Honda traditionally has prided itself on having the best media party on the schedule. Well, they don't have a chance of holding that title anymore, because what your company and this event did for the media the other night was beyond description. I mean, just thank you. We could poll every member of the media that comes in here today, and they would echo my sentiments. You guys went overboard. It's deeply appreciated, and it was a great night. Sorry, Honda, you're now number two.
Well, it's amazing the amount of good press you can get out of some good food, some great high-end cocktails, and it was in a wonderful setting.
I loved it when I was told that you had this fabulous spread and they were grilling lobster tails.
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody talk about grilling lobster tails.
They were delicious.
but they were
as good as the lamb chop.
Yeah.
Almost as good as the filet mignon.
It went on and on and on.
I haven't eaten since. 3 days ago.
And you're completely happy and satisfied.
Yeah, but you're right.
Karen from the New York Times bragged about the quality of the food.
She did.
And she said, the only problem...
Oh, yes.
I ate too much. I couldn't stop eating.
Oh,
Dennis Paulson, who's here doing radio, he said, I almost embarrassed myself. I needed help carrying my plate back from the buffet line. But they're doing it right. Everything that Hyundai does at this tournament, they're doing it
first class.
And that kind of word spreads. And I've talked to a lot of players, and they're going to talk to other players. We have a precedent that has been set here, unfortunately, and nothing to do with Hyundai,
yes.
In that,
Yes.
Phil Mickelson would win and wouldn't come. Tiger Woods has won and wouldn't come. So, you know, the younger players, you know, they see, hey, those guys didn't go, so it's no big deal if I don't go. But I think you're going to see that attitude around. Changing.
Yes.
I mean, Bill Haas, the FedEx Cup champion, the tournament, tour championship champion, said that this is the biggest honor he can get, getting being eligible to play here. Michael Bradley, the same thing. And there's more and more young guys, Dave, that are taking the attitude, this is a huge honor to be able to participate in this event. And I think it bodes well for Hyundai and the future of this tournament.
Yeah, the engagement of the players has been phenomenal. We had a dinner last night. We had Leanne Rimes come in and sing for us. We had about...
Leanne Rimes?
She was incredible.
Really?
But we had about half of the players. There was about 14 or 15 of the players showed up for dinner, brought their families, stayed for the entire performance. It was just, their engagement has been wonderful. And you had brought up a point earlier, the face of the tour is changing, and that's really reflective of what's happening to the face of Hyundai as a brand.
That was just, yeah.
And it's just, I mean, we're growing. We're the fastest growing car company in the world. They're still kind enough sales from last year. Globally, we'll be their fourth or fifth largest brand in the world. And people don't think of that in the U.S. sometimes because our presence here hasn't been as big. But we're a very big, a very deep company, and we looked long and hard about how to get into golf. And when we had an opportunity to pick up this tournament and logistically being halfway between Seoul, Korea and our U.S. market, the Hawaii we think is just a special place on earth, the first tournament of the year, bringing back Tournament of Champions, it all fit together for us really well. And then most importantly, we think that where our brand is going and what our new products and our new styling suggest to people is very, very similar to what's happening to the PGA Tour. A new face, younger players, more engagement. I mean, it's a beautiful fit for us, and we love it. We want to grow it.
And like the interior of your car, the Equus is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just love that car.
We've got all the players that are driving the Equus, and they said, wow. And just the number one reaction we normally get is one of surprise. That's the Hyundai?
Yeah.
And that's going away, though, now. It takes a little bit to change an image of a brand, and we're going full speed at it.
All you have to do is go into a showroom and sit inside, right. And you'll understand.
Well, take a ride in one. I mean, I was given a ride last year back to my accommodation in a Equus, and when we got there, I said, oh, I forgot something. So I made them take me back to where we originated, and then when we got back there, I said, no, I didn't. And then they took me back home, so I got twice the length of time in the car. I spent 15 years in the automobile business. So when I say this is an automobile that is exceptional in every way, in look, in style, in performance, in comfort, I know what I'm talking about. To me, it's just an incredible, incredible automobile. So there
that
we go.
That says it all.
That's great.
Thank you very much.
We'll put you in that.
Yes. Dave Zukowski, thank you so much for being on the show. I have to thank my sponsors because if it weren't for them, we wouldn't be here, and if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be here either. I appreciate being in the media center, and thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you, Danielle. You do a great job, and it was really a lot of fun being here.
Thank you. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Ring in the new year at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. Located on Ka'anapali Beach at the foot of legendary Black Rock, this sprawling resort welcomes travelers to a world of relaxation and discovery. Every guest room is newly renovated and comfortably appointed with breathtaking views of the Pacific Ocean, lush gardens, or lava rock waterways. And at sunset, catch the breathtaking plunge during the Black Rock cliff diving ceremony. To rediscover the legend of Ka'anapali, call 808-921-4646 and book your reservation today.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea Country Club for the Sony Open, January 9th through 15th. Come kick off the 2012 tour season with Ernie Els, KJ Choi, Keegan Bradley, and Japan phenom Ryo Ishikawa. Big names, big stakes, big action. Buy tickets to the Sony Open in Hawaii at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Free parking and shuttle at Hunakai and Kahala Community Parks. Visit friendsofhawaii.org.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, it's Alakai Mechanical. Join the best of the best at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua, January 6th to the 9th at the Plantation Course at the Kapalua Resort. Also brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr. Bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Hawaii's South Shore gem. The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea Country Club for the Sony Open, January 9th to the 15th. Tickets available at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. And by Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business or special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
And welcome back to the show. We're at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Yes, indeed. And we have a fabulous leaderboard with Jonathan Bird, Michael Bradley, Martin Laird, and Steve Stricker. We've got Steve Stricker watching him putt in the wind yesterday. He's amazing. Didn't he teach Tiger?
Well, if he did, he may be sorry that he did, and maybe the rest of the players on the PGA Tour will not be too happy with Steve Stricker. He did help Tiger a little bit with his stroke. I mean, Steve regarded as good a putter as there is, I should say, on the PGA Tour right now. Although, you know, when you look at Jonathan Bird, nobody had a better putting stroke than what I witnessed yesterday. I mean, incredible.
Well, you were talking to me yesterday when I said about Steve Stricker. You said, right. Yeah, but what about Luke Donald?
Luke Donald's by far the best putter playing professional golf right now. At one point last year, he went nearly 500 holes in succession without a three putt. The average on the PGA Tour is every 30 holes a PGA Tour professional will three putt. So compare the two, 30 on average, almost 500 for Luke Donald. And he should be an inspiration for a lot of your listeners. You know, if you ever start feeling that, wow, I play and I don't hit it as far as my friends hit it, Luke Donald doesn't hit it anywhere near as far as the majority of the guys on the tour. But if you hit it in the right place and you can hit it where you aim, that's what Luke Donald does. That's all you have to strive for, whether you're a 10 handicap, 20 handicap. If you can work on being able to hit the ball where you're aiming it, your handicap will go down like crazy.
It doesn't matter if it's far. It doesn't have to be distance.
No.
As long as you're just going in the right direction.
Right.
You know how many people are going, I've been working on direction for years.
Well, but more people work on distance, unfortunately. You go to the range and you see them swinging so hard with their driver, trying to get it to go further. When further is not necessarily better, and thanks to Luke Donald, I think you're going to see a lot more people coming to that realization and playing this game and taking pressure off themselves by not trying to hit it further than anybody in your group. Just hit it where you want to hit it, and you're going to have a better score.
Yeah, and I think I've actually heard people say, you know, it's really frustrating. That little old lady, she just keeps going forward. And
perfect. Perfect example.
She gets there, and I'm all over the place. I'm hitting it really hard, and I'm not going anywhere. We have some really great news. I'm not sure how many people know this, But the Prince course, I mentioned it earlier in the show, and I mentioned it on purpose, because when I played the Prince course back in 1990, there were no buildings. It was an amazing experience. There were no buildings on the property. In fact, the pro shop hadn't even been built yet. It was like a maintenance shed where they kept the lawnmower, which is a ridiculous statement because the lawnmower, you know what I mean. They kept the equipment there. And I played the course. We played it best ball. We had one really good player and then the three of us. And we were alone on the Prince course. It was, I think, magical. That's the only way I can describe it. And, of course, a golf course can't function like that. You know, you have to build something around it. You have to have property. You have to have people involved. You have to bring people to the course. It'd be great to have your own island with nothing else on it. But the Prince course is reopening after renovation. Renovation that's been going on for quite some time, but they put back the opening. They wanted to do it right. It'll reopen on February 8th. I get to go play the Prince course on January 31st or the 28th, something like that. I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be staying at a gorgeous property on Kauai. Joining us right now is Mark Scheibach, the Vice President, Heritage Links, part of the renovation of the Prince course. Welcome to the Golf Club Show.
Thank you for having me.
Are you there, Mark?
I'm here, Danielle. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. It's a wonderful thing, technology. It's so exciting. What did you do? I know you were going to reopen the course. I think it was it December 1st?
Yeah,
and
correct.
Then you
originally
pushed it back
we had
to
anticipated
February?
Yeah, we anticipated December was going to be the opening date, but then we kind of expanded a little bit more of the scope of the work that we were going to do and included doing a massive driving range and practice facility complex, as well as did some additional renovations to the clubhouse, putting in new golf-specific locker rooms and things of that nature. So it just became just a timing mechanism, and now we feel that everything is right where we need it to be, and we're ready to open, and you're one of the lucky ones and can come over and have a sneak preview with us.
I am. I am very lucky. I can't wait to play the course, and I'll actually be able to play the course with a professional, maybe even Steve Murphy, who's a professional over there at the Prince course and has been there for a while. Think he'll take me out?
He will be the one. He'll be right there with you, or one of our professionals. But, Steve Murphy is such an asset for Princeville, and he's excited to get the place open. And being in charge of a golf course that's been closed for a year has not been the most fun process for him, but he's very excited, and what a great ambassador he is for the Prince Golf Course.
Where can we make reservations for a round of golf at the Prince when it opens?
Yes, the tee times are open right now, and everybody come out and take a look at what some of the amazing changes that Robert Trent Jones Jr. did to the renovation.
Tell us, what was he trying to accomplish? I know he went out and he looked at the course and he said, What was his conclusion? What did he want to do?
Well, first and foremost is we need a new putting surfaces. The putting surfaces originally built with the, 20-some years ago were never built to USJ specifications. So, we dug the greens down into the subsurface materials, etc. So we could really, go back to some of the original pin positions that the golf course was designed for. And also what we did, obviously, with remodeling of the bunkers to improve the drainage and playability. But what we did is we cleared a lot of areas around the golf course so we can get some great visuals that kind of got lost over the last 25 years just because it got overgrown and it was visually intimidating to the player. And now it's all been opened up, and it'll be a complete new experience for everybody who comes over and plays.
So what you were trying to do is reestablish that view plane that I was talking about when I started talking about the Prince course, how what an amazing view it is when you walk that course.
It pretty much exactly. We wanted to go back to the original design intent, and when those view planes were there, and it was accomplished. It's just absolutely amazing, and excited for you and the rest to come out and experience it for yourself.
What kind of grass did you use on the green?
We went with the Sea Dwarf Seashore Paspalum. So it's been proven to work well over in Kauai, and we're excited because the green speeds can be very consistent, and the conditions will be great for the guests.
So it'll be like putting on a pool table.
Eventually, yeah, absolutely. We're going to walk before we run and cut them down a little bit too low in the very beginning, but they'll definitely be just absolutely great in consistent playing conditions every day.
Excellent. Thanks so much for being on the show with me this morning. I just want to make sure we cover everything that you've done. I know you put GPS systems inside so that in the next 10 years they'll know exactly where to cut back to.
Yeah, we've went and GPSed the entire golf course and taken down a number of trees, and you know, we've pretty much got it all mapped out, though. And you know, the golf maintenance crew, etc., has just done a great job to be able to continue to maintain the superb visual effects that really is what Prince is known for.
Excellent. Thanks so much for being on the show, Bob. Did you want to ask anything?
No, I was just going to say that I'm good friends with Robert Trent Jones Jr. And you know, architects very rarely will brag about one job that they've done, because they like to have everybody speak about all the creations they have. But he brags quite often about the Prince, and I'm happy. I played it earlier, and I'm happy that it's now being restored, and I just want to wish you the very best of luck. It truly is one of the gems in Hawaii.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being on the show, Mark Scheibeck. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. Will you be there when I'm... Probably not. We'll meet sometime.
Well, hopefully meet you a little bit later today. I'm coming out to watch, and I'm originally from Wisconsin, so I will be rooting for the Cheeseheads and Steve Stricker and Mark Wilson.
I love you, Cheeseheads. Strix is doing really good, by the way. He's putting beautifully. He's tied for second.
Hey, Mark, you'll get a kick out of this. Steve Stricker came in the media room, and one of the reporters here in Honolulu was wearing a Oregon shirt, and he asked Steve a question, and he says, "I can't believe you're actually wearing that Oregon shirt when we know what happened to Wisconsin and Oregon in football." So I'm sure you're a big Badger fan also. Maybe next time you'll beat Oregon.
Absolutely. We always have our Packers, though.
Oh, there you go.
You still have your Packers, right?
That's right.
Yeah. See you soon then, sir. Thank you very much.
Take care, Mark.
Aloha. All right. This has been a great show. Thank you so much for being with me the entire time. I'm going to have to find Michael Collins. Maybe he's the one who says that he jumps off of Black Rock every year.
Who?
Michael Collins, ESPN. He was going to be on the show. He was supposed to call
in. He's a former caddy. He's been fired by more players than any other caddy. But that's kind of an indication that he's a good caddy, because people keep hiring him, and he keeps getting fired. So now he goes to ESPN, and he does great work for them.
There you go. Michael, are you there? No, he's not there. See, I just said that just to put it out there.
That's what happened.
I think what happened...
His players used to show up on the first tee and say, is Michael here? No.
No, he jumped off the rock at Black Rock and went into that other world.
Last night.
That they were telling me about. Sheriff Maui was on earlier.
Yeah.
And Bianca said that there's this other world, though, you know, Hawaiians believe...
That's where he is.
And they went, he's there.
He is.
So it's a shame. Now he owes me twice. I want to thank you for making the golf club possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature, the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr. Bob, is that okay to call him Jr.?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thanks. Robert Trent Jones Jr., bordered by the Emerald Green Mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, ancient places of worship, it's Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. The Hyundai Tournament of Champions right here at Kapalua on Maui. It's through the ninth. See the best of the best, the 2012 PGA Tour season opener on the plantation course. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metals, downspouts, gutters, whatever you need, commercial kitchen custom design, Alakai Mechanical. The Sony Open in Hawaii, first full field event of the PGA Tour season. Keegan Bradley, Ernie Els, KJ Choi, Ryo Ishikawa. Get your tickets at the First Hawaiian Bank. That's right. It's right here in Hawaii. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Protection for your home, your business, for your concert. Star Protection. Get the Star Team. And Maui Resort and Spa, the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa, anchored by the legendary Black Rock.
And, of course, if you come to this part of Maui, you might want to stay at the Kapalua Villas, who are hosting Janice and I this week, and they are spectacular.
Excellent. Thank you so much. You can always find us at radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2012.